英検準一級過去6回全問題集 CD1 2014年度第2回実用英語技能検定準一級一次試験リスニングテスト。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項はすべて英語で指示されますので、よく注意して聞いてください。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet,Find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answerAnd mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Number one.
Now let's begin.
It says in the paper that the coach of the Springfield Hawks got fired.
Really? I know the team hasn't been doing well this season, but was he that bad?
Apparently, last week's loss was too much for the owners.
Well, considering the amount they're paying him...You would have expected the team to win more games.
Still, I think the owner's ambitions were too high.
That's probably true.
Question. Why do these people think the coach lost his job? Number two.
Good morning, Norman Blackwell's office.
Hi, this is Roger Stevens.I'm scheduled to meet Mr. Blackwell for lunch at 12:30 today.
Yes, Mr. Stevens, you're on his calendar.
Well, my flight's been delayed. Is he available later this afternoon?
I'm afraid not. He has an opening tomorrow at 9 a.m., though.
Any chance he's free for dinner tonight?
Sorry, tomorrow's the best I can do.
Fine. Tell him I'll see him then.
Question.What will the man do?
Number three.
Excuse me, waiter.
Yes, ma'am?
I didn't order this. I wanted today's fish special, the grilled swordfish.
Oh, I'm sorry. We ran out of that. We're serving pan-fried tuna instead.
Why didn't you check with me first?
My apologies. Shall I get you something else? We have a very nice chicken dish today.
I'll make do with this, but I would have appreciated it if you'd told me beforehand.
Question. Why is the woman upset?
Number four.
How are things going with your book, Jake?
It's finished.I decided to call it Spirit of the Wind. I've been trying to find a publisher, but it's not looking good.
You haven't had many responses, then?
Only rejection letters. I guess it's not as good as I thought.
Did any of them give you feedback?
Well, a couple of the editors said the story's too simple. I guess I'll have to work on that.
Well, good luck.
Question. What does the man say he will do?
Number five.
Honey, I got some more boxes.
Thanks. You start packing the bedroom, and I'll do the kitchen. The movers are coming early tomorrow, so we need to be finished tonight.
What should we do with the computer and the TV?
The TV's old anyway, so it can go in the moving van. The computer is too fragile, though, so let's take it in our car.
Couldn't we just throw away the TV and get a new one?
I'd rather wait. We're spending enough on moving as it is.
Okay.
Question. What is one thing the couple decides to do? Number 6.
That was a great movie, Joe. Thanks for bringing me.
Glad you enjoyed it. Uh-oh, it's raining hard. You didn't bring an umbrella, did you?
No, so much for walking to the restaurant. Isn't there a subway station 2 blocks away?
Yes, but we'll get soaking wet in this rain. Let's call a cab.
We may have to wait a while for them to send one in this weather.
It's better than getting rained on.
That's true.
Question. What will the couple do next?
Number 7.
That must have been the longest meeting we've ever had.
Not quite, but it was probably the biggest waste of time. Someone should tell Sally to stick to the point.
I know. We should give her a time limit. Everyone else manages to keep their weekly sales reports to 5 minutes.
Why don't you suggest that to the boss?
And criticize his favorite employee? I don't think so.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Question. What are these people complaining about?
Number 8.
Hello, how can I help you?
I'm moving to Chicago. I want to close my savings account and transfer the funds.
Is the new account also with our bank?
No.
In that case, there'll be a small charge. Just fill out this transfer request.
Sure. And how long will the transfer take?
About 24 hours.
Oh, it says I need the bank's street address. I'll need to call to get that.
You can use this phone.
Thanks.
Question. What will the woman do next?
Number 9.
I can't believe we've been waiting at the airport for 6 hours.
But it's not safe to fly until the storm passes.
I know, but can't the airline get us a hotel room so we can get some sleep?
They're probably still hoping to get some flights out tonight.
Well, I expect better treatment. They should at least offer us some meal vouchers.
If it were their fault, I'd agree. But they can't control nature.
Question. Why is the man complaining?
Number 10.
Okay, ma'am. What can you tell me about the man who did this?
Not much, officer. Things happened so fast. One minute I was walking from the bank, and the next thing, I was on the ground and my purse was gone.
What about hair color, height, build?
I think he maybe had light brown hair and a green jacket. Sorry, I can't be more helpful.
No problem. Now, would you like me to call an ambulance to get you checked out?
No, I'll be fine.
Question. What happened to the woman?
Number 11.
Honey, what are you doing on the 17th?
This Saturday? I was thinking about going fishing with Ronan.
Could you go on Sunday? There's an all-day teachers' conference that I'd like to attend. I was hoping you could watch the kids.
Okay. Maybe I'll take them to a movie and then grab some dinner on our way home.
I appreciate it, honey.
Question. What will the man do on the 17th?
Number 12.
Edward, I'm planning to go to Europe for the first time this summer. You know Europe well. Which country do you like best?
Personally, I like Germany and Switzerland.
I have friends who prefer other countries, though, so it really depends on your interests.
I've been thinking about Italy.
Why limit yourself to one country? If you try several, you'll know where you want to spend more time on a future vacation.
Question. What does the man recommend that the woman do? Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now let's begin.
A. Fish fight. As well as being a food source for humans, fish are used to make agricultural products such as fertilizer. As a result, several fish species are threatened by overfishing. Fish Fight is a UK campaign trying to tackle the issue. The campaign hopes to reduce pressure on overfished species by encouraging consumers to buy species they are less familiar with. Fish Fight also hopes to prevent the disposal of fish in commercial fishing. Disposal happens because fishing boats have to avoid exceeding quotas. This means dead fish are often thrown back into the water despite being edible. Fish Fight is not without its critics, however. Although sales of these less familiar species have increased since the campaign began, consumption of overfished species has also remained steady. Critics argue that the campaign has simply led to an increase in the number of species being caught, rather than making fishing itself more sustainable.
Questions. Number 13. Why did the Fish Fight campaign begin? Number 14. What has been one result of the campaign?
B. Hands off the wheel. Driverless cars may be the next revolution in the automobile world. Several car manufacturers already have self-navigating prototypes. Fewer young people in urban environments buy cars nowadays, but manufacturers hope the new technology will encourage them to change their purchasing habits. This is because driverless cars would allow people to concentrate on their smartphones or their work while on the move. Manufacturers also believe that driverless cars would result in fewer accidents than when humans are behind the wheel. Several obstacles remain, however. Enabling the cars to deal with busy city traffic is a tough challenge. As a result, the Ford Motor Company believes that driverless vehicles will not be common in the US until 2025. Privacy is another issue. Driverless cars have to transmit data about their destination, speed, and location in order to navigate. Many Americans fear that this data could be used by the government to monitor their behavior.
Questions. Number 15. What is one thing we learn about manufacturers of driverless cars? Number 16. Why are some Americans concerned? C. Careers. Young people in developed countries are often encouraged by their career counselors to earn university degrees in IT or finance. These sectors play a big role in the economy
and many counselors believe the labor market will remain stable in these areas. However, some economists now think that the situation has changed. These economists predict that IT and finance jobs in developed countries will decline significantly in the future. One reason is outsourcing. Companies are increasingly sending IT jobs to developing countries such as India, where labor costs are lower. Advances in software and computer technology are another factor, as many complex accounting tasks and other financial operations can now be done by machine. Considering these factors, it seems that counselors should recommend work in a wider range of industries, such as manufacturing or agriculture. Unfortunately, jobs in these sectors rarely pay as well.
Questions. Number 17. What do many career counselors believe? Number 18. What is one reason for the change in economists' predictions?
D. Sleeping it off. Researchers at the University of Chicago believe a good night's sleep may be as important as exercise and diet. They found that a lack of sleep can lead to increased body weight. This happens because sleep controls a hormone that tells the brain when the stomach has had enough food. People who got less sleep experienced a decrease in that hormone, which made them feel hungry for longer. A separate study at St. Luke's Hospital in New York City suggested that sleep-restricted patients also desired unhealthy food. When shown pictures of foods such as donuts and hamburgers, the brains of sleep-restricted subjects showed changes. Such changes did not occur when they were shown fruits or vegetables. Researcher Marie-Pierre Saint-Onge believes this might be occurring because junk food can provide them with a quick burst of energy.
Questions. Number 19. What do University of Chicago researchers believe about people who sleep less? Number 20. What did the study at St. Luke's Hospital suggest? E. Tropical paradise? Guam is a beautiful tropical island, but it is not a good place for those with a fear of snakes. After being accidentally brought on a ship around 60 years ago, brown tree snakes spread rapidly, eating native birds and other animals. Many kinds of spider are also thriving because the native birds that ate them were made extinct by the tree snakes. Now the snakes frequently find their way into people's homes, where they deliver nasty bites. They also regularly get caught in power lines, causing blackouts. In an effort to control the snakes, officials are injecting dead mice with a pain-killing drug. They then attach the mice to parachutes and drop them onto forests from helicopters. The painkiller is deadly to tree snakes, which eat mice. Animal welfare groups are against the project, but many Guam residents hope it will finally eliminate this pest from their island.
Questions. Number 21. What is one thing the speaker says about Guam? Number 22. What are officials trying to do?
F. Urban mining. Annual global production of electronic goods, including PCs, tablets, and cell phones, requires over 320 tons of gold and 7,500 tons of silver. That's over $20 billion worth of precious metals. With consumers upgrading their devices more frequently and prices for some resources rising, interest in old electronic goods is increasing. These goods have become a source for so-called urban mining, which involves removing precious metals in order to sell them. Urban mining is often performed by small-scale backstreet operations, but their efforts to melt or break down parts can cause serious pollution. Larger, more sophisticated electronic waste companies are trying to import old electronic goods and use environmentally friendly methods to recover metals from them. However, governments in some countries have now introduced laws to restrict the export of electronic waste. This means that many eco-friendly electronic waste companies are struggling to obtain enough electronics from abroad.
Questions. Number 23. What is one problem regarding urban mining? Number 24. What are some governments doing?
Finally, here are the directions for Part 3. In this part, you will hear five passages, G through K. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have one question, number 25 through number 29. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now let's begin. G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Okay, everyone. For your next project, I want you to give a 10-minute presentation. Your presentation should be about a subject related to your major. You'll need to start by searching online for a relevant lecture, which must be in English, and then you should take notes. Your presentation should be a summary of the lecture you watch. Remember that you all have different majors, so try to explain the lecture in a way that everyone can understand. We'll also have a Q&A session after each presentation, so be ready to face some questions from your classmates.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
By law, everyone must pass a vision test to renew their driver's license. You can line up for this at counter A. If you have received any tickets for traffic violations since your last renewal, however, a written test is also required. If you have one to get started, you need to fill out the driving history form and submit it at counter B. You can then wait in the waiting room until your vision test. If you pass the vision test, the written test will be next. If your license has been suspended, you should go to counter C to schedule an interview.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
Our most popular dish is the chef's spinach lasagna. We use wheat-free flour for the pasta and add tofu to the spinach filling. The lasagna comes with a delicious sauce made with tomato, eggs, and milk. We have an organic potato soup which contains cream. Why not try our pizza? It has a crispy crust and is topped with cherry tomatoes and grilled vegetables. I can also recommend the spicy tacos, which consist of smoked chicken, lettuce, and chili sauce wrapped in corn tortillas.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
You said you're not experiencing any pain and your vision is clear, so I don't think it's an emergency. I can schedule an appointment for 9 tomorrow morning. In the meantime, wash your eyes gently with warm water. This will help prevent irritation. Also, we recommend that you avoid using eye drops until the doctor has seen you. Until then, continue wearing your glasses, and tomorrow the doctor will decide whether you can use your old contacts or need to buy some new ones.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Okay, to stop him from becoming angry, invite him to talk about his complaint and listen patiently without interrupting. This will indicate you're taking his problem seriously. Remember, it's important to stay calm. Once you understand the situation, ask if he wants our technicians to look at the computer and provide an estimate for repairs. Emphasize that this is free and no repairs will be made without his authorization. You'll also need to file an incident report, but I'll show you how to do that later.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet. Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.